Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's the short one. Of course, there's also smallbusinessadvocate.com, or if you forget all those and you just remember my name, it works too, jimblasingame.com. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. They are our personality experts in our brain trust. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Pierce and Jane, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Morning, Jim.
Morning, Pierce. Morning, Jane. It's good to have you guys back. And, well, folks, we've been talking with Pierce and Jane now for some time. Pierce is also, by the way, the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. Many of you have seen that on bookshelves as well in bookstores. And we've been talking about this personality thing for some time now. They've been continuing a series with me, and this is just fascinating information to me to see how our personalities play a part in the way we behave, the way we perform, the way we manage people, the way we interact with everybody, the way we get our jobs done or don't get our jobs done. It's just fascinating to me, and the research that they've done and building on others' research to make the personality research fit the business, fit the marketplace, so to speak. And one of the things I know you guys want to talk about today is how personality plays a part in a business startup. Pierce, why don't you get started with us?
Well, you know, the history of business is the history of an individual who has a sellable idea. And at the beginning of implementing that sellable idea, he or she is in it all alone, and that means they have to do everything. Now, the way we're put together as people, there are five major personality dimensions, and most of us critters tend to have a preference for one end of those dimensions. Like some of us like to spend time alone. We call that introversion. We like to be quiet and by ourselves a lot of the time, and other people like to be meeters and greeters and in the thick of the action, and we call those extroverts. Well, in a business, you need both. You need the front people and you need the back people. But when you start up all by yourself, you've got to perform both of those functions. Mm-hmm. And so one of the difficulties for many people in starting up a small business is they have to do it all themselves. What that leads to then is basically two issues. One is, how do I pull it off? How do I act in unnatural ways in order to start my business? And number two, what does this tell me about some of the first people that I need to hire when I'm able to?
Is this a situation where they either grow or fail?
Exactly, yeah. The notion that 3 out of 5 small businesses fail within the first 5 years, that's one statistic I've seen. You may have something more recent.
It's actually higher than that.
What's that?
The numbers are actually worse than that.
All right, 4 out of 5 or so.
It's pretty high, yeah.
9 out of 10. Well, at any rate, one of the most common reasons is the failure to delegate, the failure to realize that I can't do it all, mm-hmm. and that I need to find people who can do my unnatural side, as it were.
And so, Jane, as we find ourselves needing to play more roles than we actually feel comfortable playing, we either conform to that, and as I said a minute ago, we grow. That's my way of thinking about it. Some people might think, you know, I'm breaking myself doing this, but actually, I think maybe you're growing. But at the same time, I may be wishing that I could grow, but the truth is I may be performing. Did you say this, Pierce? An unnatural act. I think maybe you said that. You know, I may be performing an unnatural act to do this, and so if I am required to stretch beyond which I can go, then the next step is probably failure, isn't it? Unless I can delegate.
The failure or the stress can create health problems for us if we're not aware of the fact that we're trying to do too many things that really don't match up with who we are. Over time, that can create all kinds of health-related issues. that may surface. Oftentimes when we're in a startup position with a business, we're not getting enough exercise. For folks who tend to be high in the scale that we call need for stability,
mm-hmm.
that stress really can affect them, and over time it can maybe even lead to heart disease.
Wow. Yeah, stress definitely contributes to health problems, doesn't it?
It does.
And blood pressure, and
cancer, and all kinds of things.
It's amazing, and I'll tell you, and you know what I've decided? I've decided that the older you get, the more dramatic it is too. I don't know if there's any scientific or medical research to prove that, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You
stand by,
longer
Jane.
To accumulate it.
That's right. Stand by, Jane. Well, I think the body's less willing to conform. I think that's the deal. Stand by, folks. We're going to take a quick break right back after these messages. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Ron Zimpke, one of our customer care experts, is going to join us. He's going to be talking to us about how we can love up our customers. And then after that, Sandra Poole Crystal is a new friend. And Sandra is going to join us to talk to us about how we can get more control over our websites. Do you have a website but you want to update it, you want to fix things on it, but you can't because you're just not allowed to, perhaps. You don't know how. You don't have the mechanisms in place to allow you to do that. Sandra's going to tell us how to do that, and that's coming up in the next hour. Pierce and Jane Howard are with us right now. They're our good friends and the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Jane, tell us where we can get the book.
Jim, it's available from Amazon.com, or it's available from our own company, which is Syntax. And to reach us, you simply dial 1-800-244-5555. Or you can contact us by going online to www.syntax, and that's spelled C-E-N-T-A-C-S.com.
C-E-N-T-A-C-S.com. Check that out, folks, and you can find the list of the books there. But also you can find out more about how Pierce and Jane and their organization help companies to help themselves and their people be all that they can be by understanding this thing called personality and the part that it plays in our performance, on our relative performance, meaning good performance or bad performance. Okay, we were talking about, we've been talking about how personality plays a part in startups, and one of the things that you said, Pierce, is that delegation is the key. Obviously, there are jobs that have to be done in a company that require all the different the full spectrum of personality, and nobody can really be expected to be good at all those different assignments, all those different with all those different personality traits. I don't know if I've ever met anybody that can go, you know, from one end to the other and successfully. So in order to be successful, we've got to learn how to delegate. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. I can think of a young man. This was about 20 years ago, who was a photographer, and he got tired of his corporate life and decided to open up his own business. And he was doing extremely well as a photographer, but his business wasn't growing, and his costs were mounting, and the volume of business wasn't growing, but he was doing excellent work. He was getting repeat business, etc. And so we did some testing, and it turns out that this photographer, surprise, surprise, was a fairly introverted character. And he liked the dark room. He liked playing with the equipment, etc. He liked the stillness and the quiet of going out on a shoot. He was not one of these paparazzis that likes to be in the thick of the action. He liked to do still photography. He liked to do models. But he was basically a very introverted artist. And what we realized, I said, okay, duh, you want your business to grow. What does that mean? You need a sales function. What's the personality trait associated with sales function? Extroversion. What do we have to do here? It's called delegate. So he came up with the brilliant insight from this brilliant analysis that he needed to let somebody else have the responsibility for business development. That he brought in a 20-something who was a business development know, in fact, he was doing business development for two other organizations at the time, and he agreed to do business development for Ron for like 3 half-days a week, and that business grew 300% in the next 12 months.
Wow.
And it was all the result of his being savvy enough to know that he couldn't do it all, that he needed to delegate his weak side, as it were, his unnatural side.
There's another toll that that takes, I believe, Jane, and that is that not only am I not getting the job done at in the areas that I'm not, that's not my nature to be good at, but it's but knowing that I'm not doing it is having a negative impact on the in the areas that I'm supposed to be good at.
Sure.
It's a double whammy, isn't it? It's double jeopardy.
Absolutely. And the more you worry about what you're not doing, then it can keep you from doing what you need to be doing.
I've experienced that myself. I mean, those are very vivid memories for me. And in fact, sometimes they're not memories. Sometimes they're today. It's happening today.
Well, sure. We might summarize this phenomenon by saying that one should really put two signs up on the wall. One sign says "can do" with an exclamation point, and the meaning of that sign is I can do it all. There's nothing in this business that I can't do if I put my mind to it. And then up beside it, you need to put another sign, and the other sign says, no man is an island.
Yeah.
Or the more PC version, no one is an island.
Yeah.
And I need to be interdependent, and I need to acknowledge where other people might be able to do something, not necessarily better, but more naturally than I can.
Well, here's what my signs look like. I would have the first sign, I can do all these things. But my other signs would be, I don't want to do all these things.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the other would be, I admit that I'm not good at these three.
Well, that becomes the key example of what we had to do as small business owners.
Yeah.
One of the things we hated was all the administrivia and the paperwork and the invoicing and the bookkeeping. And finally, we got to the point where we said, enough. We can't do this. We've got to delegate this.
Yeah.
And that's not a natural fit for either one of us.
It's a real breakthrough moment in a small business, isn't it? Because there are two elements at work here, folks, in my opinion, Jane and Pierce. And that is, number one, being able to internalize that to the point where you actually say it out loud and act on it. But then there's that other thing, and this is the insidious one, having the capital to hire the people that can do it.
Absolutely.
Now, that's the hard part. There are so many times that the flesh is willing, but the capital is weak. And that's the tough part for small business owners. And I see all of you nodding your heads out there. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Until, stay with us. Right back. We're back. Seven till. I think I'd be able to tell time after all this time, wouldn't you? I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. They're the authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work and CENTACS.com, CENTACS.com. Folks, I really encourage you to go there and noodle around on their website because you'll learn some things. You can find out more about how to examine your new hires with regard to personality. Jane and Pierce have some programs there. Folks, do you have – Jane and Pierce, I know that you have this available for, as a product that you sell to people, and folks, I recommend that you start looking into this because we only have so many heads that we can hire, but we have so many hats to wear, and you got to make sure you got the right heads to put those hats on. And one of the ways you do that is by hiring the right people in the very beginning. And is there something on your website? Isn't there something on your website that's free where people can go and just sort of see an example of the five-factor model and how it works?
Yeah, there's a 2,000-word article called The Big Five Quick Start, and it is a good overview to what the model is and how it applies in the workplace.
All right, where would I find that on the site?
You can go to the homepage, and
yeah.
There's a section on the homepage called Getting Started.
All right.
and click on Getting Started, and on the next screen you'll see a link to the Big Five Quick Start.
On the home page, the link actually says Starting, and then the article is Getting Started. So I'm there right now. Folks, I just really encourage you to go and read about this issue about the five personality factors and the fact that there's a scale for each factor, and you all of us have some element of the five factors. The question is which end of the scale you're on, or are you in the middle? And this is brilliant, critical information for you to know when you're hiring people. If you hired people and you felt like you were just taking a shot in the dark, well, guess what? Pierce and Jane, with their book and with the things that they offer, they can take that out, that worry, that doubt about who you're hiring, whether it's the right fit, whether it's the square peg to go in the square hole. They can take that away from you. And I'm excited about this information that they're offering, because I really think it can help you, it can save you money, and it can make you money and get a lot of the concern out of hiring people off your desk. And Jane, back to what we were talking about, I mean, this is key, isn't it? I mean, when we finally decided that we are going to hire somebody to take this job that we don't like or we're not good at, and we finally come up with the money to do it, then we've got the possible frustration of doing it wrong, don't we?
That's the thing. We have to be sure we do it right the first time. And that's why you want to make sure you know what your own personality is, so you're not hiring a clone just because that person feels good.
That's first, isn't it? We really have to know where we are on the scale, don't we?
Absolutely. We have to start with ourselves and understand our motivations so that we don't just automatically go out and get somebody who's like us.
And, folks, I've taken this test myself. They've been gracious enough to allow me to do that, and it was relatively painless. It didn't hurt me too bad to take a look at myself. I'm pretty close to being over it, Jane.
Oh, good.
No, I'm kidding,
folks.
Some of
us handle mirrors better than others.
Yeah. Well, I'm teasing, folks, but I will tell you that it was enlightening. It was very enlightening, and it really helped me. I keep waiting on the people around me to tell me it made me a better person, but that hasn't happened yet.
Do we have time for me to leave you with a thought?
Yeah, we do. We have 1 minute.
At the end of the last segment, you were talking about the difficulty of having the capital to find someone mm-hmm. to delegate to, that weak side. One of the things, in addition to capital and people, is having the discipline to know what to focus on and what to try not to focus on. And I like the idea of creating two lists, in addition to having a to-do list, to create a to-don't list.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that go on the to-don't list are things that you really need to avoid doing, either because they are too much fun, they're too natural for you, but are not making the business grow, but consciously say, what are the things that I need to have on my to-don't list so that I keep them in front of me as a way of helping me discipline myself?
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is sometimes it's as important to know what not to do as it is to know what to do.
Exactly. Yep.
Well said. Well said. Pierce and Jane Howard, thank you so much for being here, both of you. It's always a lot of fun.
Thank
See you later.
Goodbye, Jim.
Bye, Jane. Bye, Pierce. We'll have you back again real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one of you. Check your personality, and then check the personality around you. You need some help with that. We all do. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.